This I believe. John Coast is a writer and authority on the dance. His book, Railroad of Death, told of his 3.5 years in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. This Britisher joined the Indonesian independence movement about which he wrote Recruit to Revolution. In 1950, he went to Bali to create an East-West cultural mission. Together with his Javanese wife, Supianti, he conceived and produced the beautiful Dancers of Bali with the Gamelan Orchestra, which was highly acclaimed throughout the United States and Europe. Here now is John Coast.
During most of the last 10 years, I've been living on the other side of the world, in countries like Siam, Java, and Bali. And while the Western world accepts the clash of ideologies between Russia and America as the greatest problem of our age, I have come to the conclusion that a lack of understanding between East and West could lead to a situation equally frightening. Western ignorance of what is known as the awakening of Asia is complicated by a million hangovers from colonial exploitation and racial insults, real and imagined, over the last 400 years. My awareness of this has influenced my entire thinking. To avoid catastrophe, I believe that the building of human bridges between East and West is of the uttermost importance. This is a hard and thankless job, I've learned. I've suffered reverse racial prejudice, frustration, suspicion, snubs, till it almost breaks the heart. For at this period, it must inevitably go against the Asian grain to trust anyone with a white skin. From my experiences, I've evolved two ideas. That the best builders of East-West bridges might be artists, for artists can enter into foreign hearts in ways that are barred to politicians or ambassadors. Artists speak directly to the feelings of those who see them. And personally, I came to the simple and unoriginal conclusion that there's indeed no one way of doing any single thing in this world that is absolutely right. Travel, with an open and observant mind, can be the key to understanding between all of us. If I judge other peoples by my private or national standards, I at once demonstrate my own narrowness and ignorance. For individuals and nations, I believe that knowledge, based on the widest experience and combined with a tolerant strength, is far more mighty a weapon than insularity plus the hydrogen bomb. For every nation, every village, every individual throughout the world, all are the results of millions of years of infinitely diverse evolution, while more nearly each country or human being is the product of his history and environment of the last few hundreds of years. How ridiculous to imagine that the British way of life would suit the Indians or the American way of life would suit the Saudi Arabians. What insufferable conceit on the part of the Russians to think their way of life offers a universal panacea. Let me give you a very small example of what I mean. I have found that it is not superstition, but true, that Chinese food tastes better eaten with chopsticks, and Indonesian food tastes better eaten with the fingers. Not only a spoon and fork spell civilization, for in the words of an old Malay to Sir Hugh Clifford, I'm quite sure my fingers haven't been in anybody else's mouth, but I'm not so sure about your spoons. I believe, then, that we should all, Occidentals and Orientals, try to tolerate each other's ways of doing things. It's not necessary to copy one another artificially. To understand is enough. And I would hate to see any universal pattern forced on the world. It is arrogance to think this desirable, and its effects would be so dull. It was partly for reasons such as these that I struggled for several years against many obstacles to bring to the West the dancers of Bali who visited this country last fall. I then watched a little girl of 12, Nigusti Raka, whom I regarded almost as my own daughter, come straight from her grass-thatched hut in its mud wall compound in Pliatan village in Bali and dance her way into the hearts and respect of the hundreds of thousands of Western people who saw her. Her bridge was made. She showed that not only Le Sufid or Lilac Garden are great art, but that very different yet equally great is the Legong of Bali. This, for me, was a justification of my beliefs.
That was John Coast, an English writer and producer whose latest book is The Dancers of Bali.